Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. The first private corona test drive-thru in Berlin started yesterday and can be found on a parking lot in Mitte. The offer comes from a medical center and anyone can be tested, with or without symptoms, for a fee. Some in the media and a few Berlin politicians reacted with harsh criticism of the commercial tests. The site doesn't do traditional swab tests, but blood tests that are then evaluated on site and are not used to indicate acute disease. Rather, according to Sebastian Pfeiffer, specialist in lab medicine and responsible for the project, these tests determine whether the patient may already have been infected. He stated, quote, "This rapid test works similarly to a pregnancy test. With it, you can see whether antibodies are present or not." It must be said, however, that the tests used to detect a COVID-19 infection that has already been overcome are technically controversial. Per RBB reporting, many doctors say that they are often too imprecise, error-prone, and can give patients a false sense of security. The test also does not detect whether the patient carries antibodies against COVID-19 or another virus, nor does it detect whether the patient was infected just a few days ago. Antibodies are only detectable after 1 week at the earliest. However, Pfeiffer remarked that the demand for these tests is currently so high that they can no longer be administered in doctors' offices and clinics. This is how the idea with the tent and the drive-thru came about, adding, quote, "This was the only reason why we said we had to outsource this to some other area where we could then keep the distance control." The tests aren't covered by health insurance, and the patient is responsible for the 60 euro fee for the testing. Pfeiffer rejects the accusation by the media and politicians that he's commercially exploiting people's fear of the virus. He added that he is paying a specialist, renting the location, and buying protective clothing. Moreover, contrary to media reports, Pfeiffer said he informed the health department about the project at an early stage and then offered anonymous data on the results in order to contribute to the survey of the degree of infestation in the population. There has been a sharp rise in racism in Berlin against people with Asian heritage in recent weeks. Around 165,000 people with Asian roots live in Berlin. During the corona crisis, they have been increasingly exposed to racism, from exaggerated distancing to insults and physical attacks, being wrongfully blamed for the pandemic, as the virus probably first appeared in the Chinese city of Wuhan and spread from there throughout the world. One example of such racism comes from Chinese documentary filmmaker Popo Fan, who studied at the Beijing Film Academy and now produces short films for RBB. In his latest film, he deals with racist stereotypes in a corona context. Per reporting by RBB, he has personally experienced what it means to look Asian and to be on the streets in Neukölln and Kreuzberg these days. As early as the beginning of March, he was racially attacked in the U-Bahn. He obtained the name of his attacker and reported the incident to the police, and, according to him, the officers didn't show much interest in his case at first, but eventually they took the complaint. Since then, the public prosecutor's office has dropped his case. The order for discontinuation, which was made available to RBB24, states, quote, "According to its circumstances and the significance of the consequences, the incident has not led to a disturbance of legal peace beyond the circle of life of the parties involved. Prosecution is not a matter of public concern." Furthermore, no evidence of xenophobic sentiments was found. Kimiko Suda of the association Corientation, together with other initiatives, documents racist attacks against Asian-looking people and thinks that the approach of the judiciary is wrong, remarking, quote, "I consider it a systematic problem that racism is not taken seriously. Apparently, citizens with Asian looks are not taken seriously here." Every day, Corientation notes new incidents of attacks and insults against Asian-looking people nationwide. Reach Out, a Berlin victim initiative, advises those affected to report racist incidents in any and all cases, stating that it must be made clear to the perpetrators that they will not go unobserved. According to the Berlin police, in response to questions from RBB, since January 1st, around 50 incidents of insults and attacks with a, quote, COVID-19 reference have come to the attention of the state security police in the city. Quote, these include 7 incidents as of April 28, 2020, involving victims with Asian characteristics who have been insulted or physically attacked. For more information about the victims' initiatives mentioned, please follow the link in our show notes. This year, larger May 1st demonstrations are prohibited because of the corona risks. However, many left-wing radicals in particular do not want to give up their traditional protest and have therefore devised a guerrilla tactic. The aim is not the usual large revolutionary May Day demonstration against capitalism, but rather many small protest actions from 6 p.m. onwards. The target area is defined as Kreuzberg 36, the old heart of the left-wing alternative scene. The protesters are supposed to suddenly appear from 6:20 p.m. on, individually or in small groups, as directed by messages on Twitter and the internet, and quickly disappear again via various side streets and back roads, only to gather again at other locations. The call states, quote, participate from your roofs, balconies, and from the streets. Moreover, at 8 p.m., fireworks are to be ignited in the whole neighborhood. Organizers added, quote, May Day is not a party, but a day of struggle for a liberated society. Protests have also been announced for tonight's Walpurgis Night in Friedrichshain, where partly occupied buildings still stand on Riegauerstrasse. The Senator of the Interior has already reacted and announced counter-strategies and hard enforcement of the corona rules. The Berlin Senate and the police are taking the announcements seriously. They will, per Geisel, quote, subordinate everything, including demonstrations, to the protection of the population against infection. And added that instead of de-escalation and tolerance, the rules, quote, must be interpreted more strictly this year. He announced, adding that the demonstrations must not, quote, become the Ischgl of Berlin, referring to the Austrian ski resort where many people were originally infected and then spread the coronavirus far and wide. Geisel also mentioned intervention by the police and early cordons intended to, quote, prevent even more people from gathering. The police are to take consistent action against crimes such as prohibited gatherings and group formations. The Berlin police have also requested support from other federal states. Exact numbers on the deployment strength are still secret, though per reporting, in recent years, more than 5,000 police officers have been present in the capital around the holiday. The judiciary is also prepared for a less peaceful course of the day. The Morgenpost reports that several public prosecutors will be standing by to quickly apply for warrants against possible rioters and violent criminals after arrests during Walpurgis Night or on May 1st. Moreover, on the evening of May 1st, 2 public prosecutors are to be at the prisoner's collection point in order to examine whether pre-trial detention is a possibility. Protective masks will be provided by the authorities. According to the airport operating company's plans, Tegel Airport is to be temporarily shut down. The supervisory board voted unanimously yesterday to apply for a temporary exemption from the operating obligation. Due to the health crisis, there has been an extremely sharp drop in passenger numbers. After the shutdown, Berlin's flight operations would then be concentrated at Schönefeld. A final decision has not yet been made, however. The shareholders want to meet again in 14 days, and if there are no surprises, then Tegel will close for 2 months, starting June the 1st. And lastly, we'll be taking a break tomorrow, but we'll be back for a news roundup on Sunday afternoon. In the meantime, stay safe, stay home if possible, and mask up, Berlin. And as always, thanks for listening.